Rock Radio, your rock station.
Listening to the Rock'em Radio Show, the most powerful 2 hours on FM. Rock'em has been rocking the airwaves since 2002, bringing the best of rock straight to your ears. Visit us at www.rockemweb.com and join the musical revolution. Rock'em, keep on rock'em.
The staff at Martha's Table provides a caring place where people in need can have a nutritious meal for only $1. Now you can get involved in this great cause.
Martha's Table is looking for volunteers to help in the kitchen, at the drop-in center, picking up food, or even being a friendly face at fundraising events.
Volunteer orientation is every Thursday at 4:30 in the drop-in center, and volunteers must be 14 years of age or older.
You can donate using a credit card through marthastable.ca, or you can send your donation by mail, cash, check, or bank draft.
Martha's Table, 629 Princess Street. Whether it's volunteering, donating, or anything else that you can offer Martha's Table, visit their website, marthastable.ca.
I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband, Tom, and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it. So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Vous écoutez le CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey, what's up, guys? We're back with more Rock 'n' Radio Show via CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. We're now entering the third segment of the programming. This ride is far from over. We begin this segment with Devil Driver and their new single, Dead in the Water. This song is part of their upcoming studio album, Strike and Kill. I love that name. Some time ago, I had a chance to speak with Dez Fanfara, and believe me, he lives music, rock music, 24 hours a day. Next, we'll be joined by more friends of Roku, August Burns Red, and their new single, Sonic Salvation. This song is part of their new album, Season of Surrender. Some time ago, I spoke with J.B. Brubaker, and I truly believe this band still has many great years ahead. After that comes Ruin, a metal band featuring professional musicians such as Samuel Eugene Ruiz and the experienced Felix Cat Silva, considered one of the most representative guitarists in the southern part of the American continent. This band truly believes in what they do, and that is all the factor that motivates them to improve. I feel they have a bright future ahead. Cheers with Pilsen Callao y Anticuchos de la Casa del Anticucho. And to close the segment, come Canadian metal legends, our friends, or Voivod with their new song, The Unknown Known, taken from their new live symphonic album, Symphonic, alongside the Quebec Symphony Orchestra. Well, people, this is the third segment of the Rock and Radio Show. You already know, listen to us every Tuesday from 9 to 11 via CFRC 101.9 FM here in Kingston, Ontario, Canada, or visit us at rockandweb.com. You already know, keep on rocking and stay heavy.
What's up? This is Dennis from Devil Driver. You're listening to Rock On Radio. Turn this up.
Rock On Radio, your rock station. I'm
up, everyone? This is JB from August Burns Red, and you're listening to Rock'em Radio.
Your mind. You rest in future. Radio, your rock station.
From Voivod, and you're listening to Rockum Radio.
Rockum Radio, your rock station.
Thank you.
Rockin' Radio, your rock station.
The staff at Martha's Table provides a caring place where people in need can have a nutritious meal for only $1. Now you can get involved in this great cause.
Martha's Table is looking for volunteers to help in the kitchen, at the drop-in center, picking up food, or even being a friendly face at fundraising events.
Volunteer orientation is every Thursday at 4:30 in the drop-in center, and volunteers must be 14 years of age or older.
You can donate using a credit card through marthastable.ca, or you can send your donation by mail, cash, check, or bank draft.
Martha's Table, 629 Princess Street. Whether it's volunteering, donating, or anything else that you can offer Martha's Table, visit their website, marthastable.ca.
I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband, Tom, and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it.
So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Vous écoutez au CFRC 101.9 FM.
Well, guys, we reached the final part of the show. A big hug to everyone who joined us for those 2 hours filled with great new music from around the world. Now it's time for tonight's special feature alongside Tarja Turunen, who is currently promoting her new album, Frisson Noir. We'll begin with her epic song, At Sea. I also want to tell you that a few days ago, I had the opportunity to speak with Tarja, and she gave us an exclusive interview where she revealed many details about Frisson Noir, as well as the story from her life and career. Enjoy the interview. Well, guys, that's all for this edition of the Rockin' Radio Show. Don't forget to visit us at rockinweb.com. Write us at editor@rockinweb.com and check out our previous program and exclusive content. I'm Gino Alash, inviting you to listen every Tuesday from 9 to 11 via CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, in Ontario, Canada. Thank you very much for being here. We'll see you next week. And don't forget, stay heady.
Hi, everybody. This is Tarja, and you are listening to Rock'em Radio. Keep on rocking.
Rock'em Radio, your rock station.
Stand between a world and void. Nothing. Reveals my friend of mine. face, no longer look away. Now I walk beyond the line I once believed. Here at last I belong. Sights arise and slow decay. Every dream can be reclaimed to live again.
Everybody, this is Tarja, and you are listening to Rock'em Radio. Keep on rocking. Hey, how are you?
Hi, Tarja, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
You look so good, Tarja.
Oh, thank you so much. Come on, I've been talking all day long here at home, so I must look like a blah. But thank you anyway.
Well, we're here today to talk about your upcoming album, Prison Noir.
Yes, exactly.
I love the name of your album.
Oh, thank you. French title, even though I do not speak myself French, but hey, I was working on the songs. The Frisson has been in my life all my life. I'm a very emotional singer, artist, person, very sensitive, and I always get goosebumps when I listen something that I arises, you know, something in me, whether it's reading a book or also or talking with a person that gives me an incredible story, or, you know, I feel I'm, you know, I get tears in my eyes in my shows when it's emotional, and but that's very important part of my music, to have that frisson going on. And in all the part of the creation, when it comes to album productions, and like, it has to be there. So it kind of felt made sense for me to keep on, you know, thinking about the frisson when I was working on the songs. And Noir came as a kind of a obvious word to accompany with in the French title, because I've acknowledged that I have a darker side in me. This already happened a long time ago when I started like a sort of a self-discovery mm-hmm. journey. And I find that darkness very beautiful. It's from where I create music and
darkness.
It is a darkness. Yeah, it's a dark place, very deep within, but it's for me, it's not scary. It's a beautiful place, but I suffer and I weep and I create, and it's always been there. We all have our darker side, we all do, but it's just that not many of us acknowledge it, or not many of us feel like capable of embracing the darkness that we have. But for me, it's been where I create from since a long time.
Yes. What emotion did you want people to feel with this album?
Oof, it's a tough question, but I hope that when you, if you get so far that you listen to the album, because you know how we are living in these days with the technology in hand, the AI and everything is pushing us more towards certain world without emotions, you know? But the emotions, they live in us as human beings. And this album was really created with, you know, without the AI being there, not as even as a helping tool. But, you know, I appreciate the people working with me, the musicians, super talented. The painter that painted the album artwork, for example. You know, real art, real people, real, real. And it's important for me, it would be lovely if people could take with them that shaky feeling that, how am I really living my life as I should, or do I really love myself as I should? You know, those kind of good feelings, but feelings to lead the way, fight for your dreams.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. How did that songwriting process work for this album?
Oh, it's been 7 years since my last metal
album. 7 years.
I've been, yeah.
Raw.
It's been a long time. In the Raw was released 7 years ago, and after that, I kept myself busy with the Christmas record, with the Best of record, with the tours, with electronic.
2023,
really. Yeah, electronic record called Outlanders. I worked with several different guitar players, incredible guitar players, and then I was touring, and also COVID happened, and there was nothing during that except songwriting and
don't mention COVID, please.
We don't want to go there but it was a very productive period for me because I stayed home. Yeah, I wrote a book about my career and I started working on this Best of album and so on and now I lost the track what I was gonna tell you.
Don't worry.
No, but yeah, it's been 7 years since my last album.
7 years.
And I have been writing songs all the time, like in between the tours and writing. I write with my piano as an instrument.
That was my question, the next question.
Yeah.
Most ideas start from piano, orchestration, vocals or guitar riffs, Taria?
It's piano. I write.
I have a
very nice oldie Bechstein there behind me. Very
beautiful space, huh? I love it.
Oh yeah, that's my life there. But anyway, piano is a very inspiring instrument. It's been my instrument since I was 6 years old, and nowadays I can't play any Chopin any longer. But I compose with piano. And the thing is that when it comes to the heaviest songs on the album with the heavy guitar riffing, there I talk with my guitar players. I have two of them, one based in Argentina, another one in Germany, and I work with the guys with the riffing and all that because I can't myself. I can play only basic guitar. I cannot really do much, but I trust my guys. All the musicians working with me, I've been keeping these guys for many years already working with me. And so we know each other very well and they know what I like, what I don't like. And it's very easy for me to tell that, hey, no, let's try it again, you know, because we know each other so well. And it's very natural, the whole process of working on the new song. But yeah, when it comes to heavy riffs, then I work with the guitar player directly. But when it comes to more orchestrated songs, it's the piano that I start with.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were there any difficult moments during recording or production of this album?
Naturally, it is, because nowadays you do everything in distance. Absolutely, I miss those days when we got together in the same room and we were, you know, arranging the songs in a matter of a second. And I really miss those times because everybody now have their home studios at home and everybody works in distance and how it is. And me being the producer on this record, again, I needed to be there in all the process and all the recordings and all, you know, but mainly on distance. I got to see, for example, I got to be in orchestra choir recordings in Budapest, where Budapest Art Orchestra and choir were recording, and got to see how absolutely professional they are. It was challenging for them. Song called At Sea, that is the 10 minutes monster on the album, very challenging song. So actually the orchestra needed to take play three bars, more or less like a three bars, when this in a song part where the storm comes alive in a song, it's very challenging. There is a lot of very strong and fast movements, and oh, it was amazing to be witnessing their kind of a struggle, but unbelievable talent. So I loved it big time. But I have to say that other than that, there was this, the whole process for the album was very, it was a pleasure to work with it, and even the singing part for me that came later on in the picture, I felt super free. I hope you can hear it on the record, that it's me there in front, you know, telling my stories, and yeah, it was really a pleasure, I have to say.
Yes. As you mentioned in the beginning of the interview, you talk about the darkness, the importance of the darkness in you. In my opinion, your music often mixes darkness and beauty.
Yeah.
Okay, in my opinion.
Yes.
Why do you think that contrast has always been part of your art?
I think I always loved the dualism and, you know, in my life. Well, you know me. I mean, come on. I've always done the ways my work differently, in a way that I've not had those role models to follow. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, since I started, I was a classical singer who started singing in a metal band without knowing where it will lead me. It opened up a new world. It was a challenge. It was, oh, what's happening? So, but then when my solo career started and I needed to find my own voice, it was always like, I want to do this my way, find what I want to do, and never fitting in. I never did. And I cannot fit in because you can't. There was a person just some time ago asking me, so what are you? Are you a classical singer or are you a metal singer? And I said, I'm an artist.
Of course.
I'm an artist. I can't put myself those labels. I hate them. And that's why I'm saying that if I have gone through such drastic life change from that little girl from the teeny tiny village from Finland to the world, only being directed with my emotions and music, there is no way that I can be categorized, or there is no need for that either. It's like, what? You whether hate it or you like it, or, and of course I've been criticized and I always will be criticized, but I lived through that criticism. And I have to say that I am my worst critic myself when it comes to that.
I understand. Yeah.
Perfectionist in everything that I do, and I try my very, very best because I care. That's
absolutely
it.
True. Yeah. Hey, Tarja, congratulations on releasing That Sea.
Oh, thank
beautiful you. Song, beautiful song. Why did you choose that song as a first introduction to the album?
Because I'm crazy and I don't care. No, because of course it's a 10 minutes monster, but it's a beautiful song, and I thought that this could really open up the journey for the new album because it has all the elements that on a appear on the album as well, and it's a very emotional journey. And as a matter of fact, I wanted to give an experience for my listeners, because
okay,
we don't have the patience anymore to whether listen or read or concentrate or... No, everything is fed for us, so much of information from all the sides.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and the songs we hear today is 2 or 3 minutes tops, and everything kind of sounds the same, and you know, I just don't fit there. And I feel like people more and more will need
mm-hmm.
this kind of experiences that where they feel they get to feel something.
Okay.
If I think of my daughter, you know, I have a 14-year-old teenager at home.
Yes, a talented too.
She knows all the songs from Beatles. She knows the lyrics from the band and good old music, where things were not recorded like today. You know, good old music where you can grasp the feelings from. And it's important to feel what kind of world we have in our head in the future, with, if there are no emotions left, you know.
Well, another song great is I Don't Care with Danny Fell. It was a very interesting collaboration. What did that happen, Talia?
Yes, very opposite of me, Danny Fell. How come, you know, people
darkness,
say like,
the darkness.
Yes, exactly. Very. But, oh my, it's been a long time. We've been kind of following each other in the social media and commenting here and there. And I have had this feeling, you know, that I could work with Danny in one day. I have had a feeling, even though, I don't know, it's a weird feeling, but I had it for a long time already. And we never met each other since ever,
okay.
until we really worked on the video session in Hamburg a couple of weeks ago for the song. And wow, he's a very intelligent person. He's a very, very funny, but very, very easy to be with. And it was such a pleasure really to work with him on this song, because my song needed him. I recorded my demo vocals for the song, and without really at all thinking that this song could be a duet, until I had those recordings done and I felt like, this song needs something else. I am not enough for it. I am not enough for it, and I want to, again, shake a bit the ground, bring along the contrasts, and he is a perfect contrast for that song. Together with me, we unite, and this is only showing that I am really not afraid of doing crazy things like this. I am not afraid. I went boldly, I asked for him, and I received an answer in a matter of 5 minutes. That he was very much into it. Yes, and
wow. Yeah. Well, the free song live tour 2026 starts soon. How excited are you bring this song to the stage?
I am very excited, because the whole there is this kind of range or scale that changes in the songs, you know, from once I give them the birth and then I rehearse them with my band and then we go and play them live. They have changed already. The emotional aspect in the songs, I am not afraid of changing the bits and pieces here if it's needed for the arrangement and stuff. For example, I've done it many times in the past. I rip down the electric set to the acoustic one and we work on the different arrangements. I love actually doing that, because it gives a new life for my songs and also interesting for the fans and public in general. And I, as a music lover, I love seeing artists doing that, you know. They change their songs or they do something different arranging their songs. I like that very much. But I'm very excited. The journey with the new album starts in October, but it's just the beginning of it. I do that tour in October, and then I start touring again in February next year, and then the whole year is gonna be filled with tours plus the 28th also. So I'm like a I am trying to get in shape now and keep my mind clear and my body and soul and, you know, together. And it's been way too long since I was in Canada last time. That's for real.
That was my question. Maybe one day some new Canadian dates.
That is way too long since I was there, and I'm really like, the fact is that I really need a person that would believe in me there, you know, a promoter that could really, you know, take me over. That is the only thing. My wishes are there, you know, my wishes are to be able to come over. I receive a lot of messages from Canadian fans, and the support has been priceless. It's amazing to receive all that. Nevertheless, they've been not able to see me live for such a long time, but I still receive all that. I'm really grateful. So, I really want to come over.
Tarja, any final message for the listeners and readers of Rock and Radio?
I just want to, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you for the support and love you are giving me every day on my journey with music. And it's just, I'm very humble, and I'm grateful that I can still live my dreams with the music. And that is only because of you people. And so I wish you all the best, and do know that I love you.
Querida Tarja, hasta la próxima, nos vemos.
Exacto. Take care of it.